Yo, what's going on, people? It's your boy Woozle. We back with another episode of this Thoroughbred Talks. I'm low-key thinking about changing the name of this podcast a wee bit, but we gonna see as we progress along this episode right here. Now, folks, we done got a good show to talk about, today, because we got a lot to talk about, and I mean a lot, because the gaming streets has been on fire recently with some of the things that came out, and with some of these, with some of these failed attempts at, putting out quality content, you dig? We got a decent amount to talk about. Now, before we get into this, no, I'm not going to talk about Guardians of the Galaxy. I have no interest in watching that movie, mostly to the fact that I'm not a Guardians of the Galaxy fan. I mean, I hate Star-Lord for, you know, everything he did.
Don't bitch at me.
But it's just not my cup of tea. But if you like it, I've heard good things about it. More power to you. But now that we got that thing out the way, man, we're just gonna jump right into this thing, Redfall. Now, this game was supposed to be like that fire. I'm talking Left 4 Dead 2, and I'm gonna tie it in later. We talking like Left 4 Dead 2, like Gears of War Horde mode, like that level of like just mindless type fun, like with your friends, except not as mindless because it actually does have a story, so we thought. A story to it or whatever. The homies and I have played this game. We played it for a grand total of like 5-6 hours. It's like all on record on stream, and it's one of them things where it's upsetting because it's like, y'all did y'all not have enough time to put out a quality product, or did you just not care because Microsoft gave you the bag and just said, hey, we expect the game, and y'all just gave them a half-assed product? Because to be honest with you, that's how it's starting to come off as with some of the stuff when it came to the whole Microsoft acquiring all of these different studios and the whole Game Pass thing. You know, they're putting these AAA titles directly on Game Pass, like some of which are like day one or whatever, this kind of being one of them. You know, we were like expecting something insane, and it's like we got something at the I'm not gonna say we expect something insane, we're expecting a decent product, a playable fun product, and we got the complete opposite of that. And it's kind of shameful for one, and it's kind of surprising too, mostly due to the fact that this game, last time that I checked, were the Nipsey, let's see Redfall, when it was, so this came out 2023, when was it announced? Let's go ahead and look. I like how when did Kirby was on my thing. Thing was announced. Oh, it was actually at the E3 2021 showcase. So you had about 2 years to make this game, and it's not like it needed to be some crazy graphically intensive game. It wasn't like this game needed to, you know, be 4K to 8K levels. No, you could have literally just had some decent graphics and been cool. But no, these people over here, I'm doing my best not to insult them. But it's kind of hard a little bit when it's 2023 and we still do not have games at a 1080 60, you know, frame standard. This game was locked at 30 frames on console. These consoles could run 60 frames. These consoles could run 1080p. These are hardwired, the hardware is there. Whatever is like the standard, like the PS5 or the Xbox or whatever, that's what's in the Xbox. You don't need to worry about no crazy outliers like on PC. We're gonna touch on that later. But it's like you need some crazy outliers with that. And for y'all to cap it at 30, what are you thinking? Because here's the thing. This game's not that graphically intensive. It's not that hardcore. It's not a whole lot of stuff going on screen anyways. Let's go ahead and break it down. So we played this game for about 4 to 6 hours, roughly. And we had a decent time playing this game. And I'm going to tell you why we had a decent time. Because playing with your friends on any game can make a game fun. And that is the sad part, because this game you're supposed to be able to play, it's supposed to be fun, more fun with friends, but you're supposed to be able to play by yourself, like most games, multiplayer games would be designed to do, right? This game was not the case, because if I played it by myself, I probably would have hurled my controller at somebody. It just wasn't a good time, because the game had constant bugs, glitches, falling through the map, falling into the map. I'm talking random jitters. And remember how I said this game was locked at 30 frames per second? So why was I dropping frames on a console then? Don't worry, I'll wait. Oh, y'all ain't got no excuse for it. Yeah, me neither, because I'm not making no excuse for none of these companies, none of these people. And to my surprise, I think this company is a subsidiary who actually made the, like, is a subsidiary of Bethesda. Let's see here. I'm gonna go ahead and look up Redfall real quick. Redfall developer, Arkane Studios. Oh, publisher, Bethesda. I'm gonna let the beat ride out real quick. Bethesda published this game, and at some point, people, y'all need to start holding Bethesda accountable for these half-ass products that they've been putting out and stop saying, oh, well, it's a Bethesda game. What do you expect? I expect my money's worth. I expect a quality product. I expect something to at least make me feel like I didn't just get robbed and no Vaseline when playing these games. Because I don't even care if I got it on Game Pass for the free ski. I can't get my time back or a headache. Like, I can't say the brain cells have probably died from the headache I got after playing the game. Like, peep game, folks. Terry, the homie, I think Terry and Kenny was playing on PC. Because it was me, Terry, Kenny, and Ken. We played it. Ken and I played it on console. I think Kenny played it on PC and Terry played it on PC. They have decent PCs. They don't have 3060s or whatever, but they have good PCs that can run most games at 1086, and I think some of them could even get 4K on some games. So, decent level PCs, right? They're trying to play it at 60, and the thing is chugging along, and I mean chugging. I seen the footage. If you peeped my Twitter a while back, I actually tweeted out a video of me recording it when Terry fell into the map and couldn't move. He had to leave the game to come back. And some of y'all who will defend the Bethesda to your very deathbed as if they're paying you or as if they care about you, because they clearly proved that they don't care about you after the Fallout 76 incident. Oh, we ain't gonna talk about that? Y'all forgave him for that? All right, never mind then. But a situation like that where, like, you can't make an excuse. Oh, all you do is just leave and come back. I should not have to do that. I should be able to play your game for however long and be cool. But no, not in this game. Not in this game at all. I mean, I'm talking, we encounter so many, like, bugs, glitches. I'm talking random frame drops, for one. For two, the bugs and glitches and whatnot, you're supposed to be able to, like, kill a vampire. We're going to talk about them, too. So they would kill a vampire by driving a stake through the heart. The game would glitch, and one of y'all would do it randomly, and it would randomly activate sometimes. Not to mention, if this was supposed to be like a horde-ish type of game, we got these random NPCs, the cultists or whatever, who are humans, but then we also got vampires. Now, it'd be cool if there was like a whole lot of cultists or whatever around, but you find them in certain spots and sectors, and then the vampires, you find them at random, and you don't get that initial fear of like, oh crap, it's a vampire at night or something like that. You don't get that. It's like, okay, there's four of us, one of you, you're about to get clapped. There was nothing. We had our moments here and there, like the first time we seen it, we was like, oh god, but then after that, it was nothing. We literally went to they had these vampire nests or whatever. We went into one and killed three vampires in total. Not 10, 20, 15, none of that. Three. And we bumped the difficulty up to the hardest difficulty. Didn't make a difference. Not at all. So I first played it on medium, and we discussed it. We're like, maybe we should play it on a harder difficulty because maybe that'll change the experience. It didn't. In fact, it made it worse. We played on a harder difficulty. We encountered more bugs and glitches. So the game is Garbino. I mean, the fact that they have these vampires in the game, we're supposed to be scared. Like, I was expecting that overwhelming fear of seeing vampires, you know, charging at you, doing different type of powers, throwing you away and whatnot, because you have powers and abilities like with your characters and whatnot. It doesn't even matter, because all you gotta do is just give them the clip. I mean, they gave you a pistol. That's like one of the best guns in the game. It's ridiculous. It's sad. It's unacceptable. And it's actually absolutely pathetic at this point, where we're getting these games that are just unfinished products in their entirety. And I'm so sick of the whole day one patch rhetoric. I'm tired of it. Because for most people who are my age and a little bit older, we didn't have day one patches. You got what you got, and you got what you paid for. And games came out playable and fun. But now it's come to a point where we just make so many excuses for these developers and whatnot. Well, just wait for the patch. Just wait for the patch. We shouldn't wait for no patch. The game should be playable and fun day one. Now, things have hiccups, you know, like a little frame drop here and there, you know, a random little glitch here and there that's not game breaking or does not take away from the immersiveness or the immersion of the game or whatever. Cool, you know, like little stuff, like little hiccups here and there. y'all can fix that in like a little patch. I don't mind that. But when the game is broken like this to this degree, and the first thing y'all go to is, oh, wait for the day one patch. I'm not waiting for no patch. The game should have been fun, and it should have been playable day one. Same thing with Star Wars Survivor. I haven't even got to that game yet. I haven't even played that game yet. I just seen what the homies went through and real people going through. That's another one. Wait for the day one patch. I'm sick of day one patches, bro. These games are getting $70 out of me. I'm not paying for a patch. Damn that. I'm paying to play this game day one in the way that I was sold on it, you know, with all the trailers and whatnot, promise, etc. Damn the day one patch. Because I guarantee you, if more companies say, oh yeah, we're going to drop this game and we're going to have a day one patch, I guarantee people are like, I'm not going to buy it. I'm going to wait for the day one patch. But they don't do that. If more people just backed off and stopped buying games day one or week one and waited week two to month or to month two, watch how many games come out finished and we won't have this problem no more. But y'all don't want to hear me though. Y'all just want to keep, you know, buying this goofy shit, whatever day one. But yeah, Redfall is Garbino. G-A-R-B-I-N-O. Garbino. Don't buy it. Don't waste your time, effort, or energy. It's not even worth it. It's free on Game Pass, and it's still not worth it. It's still not worth it. It's still not worth the time. These developers need to do better. They do. They need to do better. Because this is unacceptable. Y'all putting out these AAA games and whatnot, expecting people to buy them for full price, and in some case, more with DLC and whatnot, and the game don't work. The game is buggy. The game is glitchy. Unacceptable. Damn that. Like, honestly, at this point, it's sad, but the Game Pass has become just a free version of a beta test for most people. Because you want to play a free game to see if it's going to be worth it to buy on other consoles and whatnot. Like, if you want to get it on PC or PS4 or whatever. If you have an Xbox and you know it's going to be on Game Pass, play it on Game Pass first. And then see if it's actually going to be worth the $70 at this point that you got to pay for these games. Because if it don't work, then don't buy it. Game Pass saves you a lot more money in more ways than you think. Because all Game Pass is about to start turning out to be is just an ease of access to a beta test. You can go ahead and quote me on that one. Redfall is garbage, though. Now, on to some better news, because we're going to talk about Left 4 Dead a little bit. The homies and I picked up Left 4 Dead again. Left 4 Dead 2. I done uploaded a new video on the YouTube channel. Make sure y'all go and peep that thing. It's fire, and I got like 4 to 5 more. We're gonna put that back in the regular rotation of content for y'all, because clearly y'all loving that video. Like, that video did numbers, so y'all showed improved actions and deeds, not words and lip service. So I'm gonna give the people what they want. It's gonna come out real soon, probably next week. Now, as for Left 4 Dead, bro, it's a damn shame that that game came out like 10 to 12 years ago, somewhere in that region, and it is so much better than these horror shooters that we got. It's better than Back 4 Blood. It's better than Redfall. Hell, it's better than I forgot the one game. Well, those games aren't in the same realm, but it's better than a lot of these. Oh, Alien Isolation or Alien Fire Team or whatever. It's better than that. It's better than so many of these horde-esque shooter type games, and the game is, like I said, 11 to 12 years old. Like, the game came out, I was still living with my parents, bro. Like, I still have my 360. It was a while back. Gee, and the game is still so much fun, and the fact that they, like, the mod community just went crazy on that game, it just makes it so much better, dude. And it's a shame that these other games just can't get the formula down or can't figure it out. And it's not a matter of like, oh, nostalgia. The game doesn't look that great. Like, it's not graphically intensive. It's not on no 4K mess. It's not nothing crazy. But the game is what it's supposed to be. And it's supposed to be what games are supposed to be. And that's fun. Games are supposed to be fun. Gaming is supposed to be fun. It's not supposed to be some uber crazy thing that, you know, some of these posts and what some of these dorks with Mickey believe, that needs to be something sweaty, you need to be the best, blase blah. No, it's supposed to be just fun. Like in Left 4 Dead is just fun. I'm talking, we know that the game has hunters, we know that the game has jockeys, we know that the game has tanks, juggernauts, boomers, spitters, freaking smokers, like the whole nine, the witch. We know that has all these unique, crazy zombies, right? We know this, right? but it is still fun, and you still get that jolt of fear that these games miss out on when you see them, or like when a tank runs up on you, when a charger runs up on you, or if you start with a witch, which is comedy in of itself. It's like that game figured it out and has excelled because people are still playing it, i.e. we people in the Renegade community, we people, and it's like we do this and so many more dudes, because it still gets like random mod updates and whatnot, or and whatnot, and so on and so forth. And you just, I just don't understand why no other game could do it. It just makes no sense to me. Like the Alien Fire Team game, that made sense. Because there's the crazy part is Left 4 Dead literally has Alien mod, including the sound effects. I think I uploaded that video too. But that game, I mean, it made perfect sense for that game to be a thing. I'm talking hectic gameplay of aliens just running, crawling, jumping, shooting, spit, the whole nine. And the game flopped. Like, these old games get it right and these new games don't come close. And a lot of people be like, you know, it's just because you old, yada yada yada. It's not even because I'm old. Like, I'm getting up in age, yes, but I'm not that crazy old. And the fact that y'all can't figure it out now is crazy to me. Because it's not, like I said, it's not about me being old. It's about the fact that these, most of these games that come out now, fuck. Like, we have good games. Do not get me wrong. We have the outliers and whatnot, but I'm not talking about the outliers. I'm talking about the Redfalls, the Back 4 Bloods, like those type of games that are supposed to have all like this hype and excitement, and it's going to be doing this, it's going to be doing that, so on and so forth. And they just fall flat on their face. Meanwhile, the game that came out like 2010, 2008, hell, 2007, and even some of these games like 2005, 2004, they get it right. It's fun. Like, to this day, I can go back and play an NFL Street, a Blitz League, NBA Street, a Def Jam, a Left 4 Dead. Hell, even Battlefront 2, the OG, not the new one that I've been playing a lot, but the OG, still fantastic games. And they came out like 10 to 12 years ago. These new games come out and they're just mediocre, underwhelming, undercooked, riddled with microtransactions, the battle passes, the whole nine. And our reason why it's gotten this far is because people support it and they refuse to stop spending money on these day one, you know, purchases, microtransactions, everything like that. The reason why gaming is where it's at right now is because the consumer doesn't know what they want entirely, and they just support anything that is shiny and new. And it's a damn shame, man. But Left 4 Dead 2 is still a banger. The Left 4 Dead 2 is still a banger. Now, we're going to get back to these messages. Hey, I'm here to interrupt this podcast episode to let y'all know to hit that subscribe button if you're watching a video version of this. We are almost at 1K now. 896 subs, right? We is 104 subs away from the big 1K. So do me a favor, please. Since you're already here, hit the subscribe button. It's free. Literally free. I'm not asking you to go ahead and pay for a sub, none of that. Hit that sub button. Let's get to this 1K so I can play the scary game already. Continue on my life. Because I already checked my analytics. About 6% of y'all who come to this channel anyways. And I'm talking about repeat people aren't subscribed. So stop playing with me. Hit the subscribe button, baby. Let's get back. I recently got a question. Because like I said, whenever I do this podcast, whenever I'm live streaming or whatnot, whenever I'm planning on doing this, I try to get questions from the community. And whenever I'm live streaming, I'll just say like, hey, I'm recording a solo pod. Excuse me. I'm recording a solo pod. Leave me your questions, whatever. So I could, you know, answer them on the podcast, yada, yada, yada. So I actually recently got a question from, I think it was a homie Clutch. A shout out to the homie Drop Clutch. They asked me, what is my most hated game? I have five, but I'm going to try to limit it a little bit. I'm going to tell you why I hate some of these games. So this hurts my spirit, but I have to say it because it must be said. My number one most hated game is by my most beloved franchise, Kingdom Hearts 3. I despise that game on a molecular level, on atoms, surfaces, and science. Bill Nye, the science guy. Neil deGrasse Tyson, the whole shebang. I hate that game, and let me tell you why. I spent years waiting for that game. I was a kid when Kingdom Hearts came out. I mean, I think I was 9 or something like that. Like, we're gonna do a little research right here. Let's see. Kingdom Hearts. I'm gonna look up Kingdom Hearts 1 because when I typed in Kingdom Hearts, it just brought up the whole shebang-a-bang. It did not come out in 2001. Stop playing with me. It came out in 2002. OG Kingdom Hearts came out in 2002. I was, what, 8 years old, roughly? Then Kingdom Hearts 2 dropped, right? That came out 2005. 3 years later, right? So we went from 1 to 2 in 3 years. I had to wait until January 25th of 2019 for Kingdom Hearts 3. 14 years, chat. I was an adult now. Paying bills, running the streets. You know what I'm saying? I was out here in these streets. You know what I'm saying? Wilding. Grown adult. Full-time job, benefits, and everything when this game came out. I hate this game because I waited so long for it. I went through the ups and downs. I'm talking about the delays. Because remember, if y'all was in these gaming streets, following up these news websites, and I was reading Game Informer religiously back when Game Informer was the big deal or whatever, I was reading everything about Kingdom Hearts. But what did I find out? It's getting delayed. It's getting pushed back. It doesn't meet requirements. Is this? Is that? It is blah-dy, blah-dy, blah. And I'm talking about the PS2 era. We're supposed to get it, right? PS3 era, we're supposed to get it. I had to wait till the PS4 era, damn near ending a PS4 era, because what, a year or two later, the PS5 dropped. Like, I waited so long for that game, yo, so long. And it sucked. Now, when I got the game, I was hyped. I mean, I cosplayed. I literally bought a Sora cosplay. Kingdom Key and all. Y'all seen it multiple times on streams, podcasts. I even showed it on the Gaming Illuminati podcast, and I think the GMG podcast. I've showed it. I love Kingdom Hearts. It's going to be one of my tattoos that I eventually get. But the game stunk, and I was hyped. When I say cosplay, chat, I mean I cosplayed for a costume contest at my job at the time in October. When the game was getting released, I told my supervisor at the time, I took 2 or 3 days off of work just so I could play this game all day long, all night long. I did like 2, 4, 5 hour streams for it. I was streaming the game heavy. Like, all I did was play and stream this game. And it's only been a handful of games where I've done that for, Shadow of War being one of them. But I literally got the game, played it, was so excited. I was like, yo, this is crazy. The graphics, the gameplay, blah, say, blah. I'm looking at it with the eyes of a child at this point because I was a child when the game came out. So obviously I'm going to be just incredibly excited and exhilarated just to play this, right? It wasn't until I beat the game that I realized how bad the game was, because I noticed how... I think I played it on regular difficulty, but then I realized just how easy the game was. Like, all you had to do was press X a couple times, and then you get to use like a little party system thing and press triangle, and then you get some overpowered move which annihilates the competition. And that's when it just clicked. I was like, yo, this game sucks. And I looked at like the gameplay, like at my little makeshift walkthrough, and I noticed something. 95% of that game was all cutscenes. Like, you had like your little QTs or whatever, most of it, chat, was all cutscenes. And I remember being in Discord, so I called Biggie and I was like, yo, this game sucks. And he laughs at me about it because he's an asshole, which is why I bully him now. But like, it hurt. So I hate that game because I waited 14 friggin' years for a just trash product. And you know what's the crazy part? I have to do a walkthrough on it, because I said when I started my walkthrough channel that I'm gonna do all the Kingdom Hearts DS versions included. So I have to play every single Kingdom Hearts, and that has to be my creme de la creme, my omelette du fromage. That is freaking cheese omelet, French word the Dexter. But I have to play that game now for my walkthrough channel. So I have to go through all that. But the difference is, I'm not playing it on the hardest difficulty, medium, nothing that. I'm playing it on the easiest difficulty. We're going to run through that game. So that's my number one. My number two game is FIFA Street. Hate that game. Hate it. Did a walkthrough on it. It's the only walkthrough on my channel, y'all can look at this, that I have not completed. And I've completed really difficult games. You see my Spartan Total Warrior walkthrough, you know what I'm talking about. If you see my Lord of the Rings walkthrough, you know what I'm talking about. Hell, if you see my NFL Street Volume 1 walkthrough, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Freedom Fighters as well, can't forget that. None of those games, I would rather play all those games all over again than have to spend one hour, 1 minute, 1 second playing FIFA Street. When I tell y'all that game cheats, and NFL Street cheated. I broke it down, showed the footage, the whole nine. But the game legitimately cheated. I'm talking, it stopped my players from moving at one point. It let them just score random goals, and I mean just random. Like whatever could happen computer's way, did happen computer's way. It is bad, and I refuse to play that game because it cheated. Like it cheated to the point where I think I was streaming it too. I was either streaming it in Discord or I actually did a live stream of it. And the homies was like, oh nah, they did that. Literally, go on Woozilla walkthroughs and go peep that. Hey, excuse interruption for your colored commentary and your lovely podcast needs and or video needs, depending on which video I put this on. But make sure y'all go ahead and subscribe to my walkthrough channel, Woozilla Walkthroughs. I'm doing all types of walkthroughs. I'm talking NFL Street, as you see in the background. I got OG games like Lord of the Rings. I done played Freedom Fighters. Some games you might not even heard of. I've even done a FIFA Street walkthrough. 10 episodes, just straight fire. And so many more. So make sure y'all go ahead and hit that subscribe button, leave a like and comment on them videos, because we going up on that channel. I don't want y'all to miss out on it. All right, let's get back to the show. My number three game, I had to think about this because there's a couple, but there's one game in particular that killed this franchise, and I'm not gonna lie, it made my hand hurt because I ended up punching a wall because of it. Def Jam Icon, the game was garbage. Another trash game. We went from Vendetta, and I played Vendetta a little bit. Wasn't my cup of tea. But Fight for New York, peak game. I'm talking about, if you ask anybody who's played the game and like anybody who's like played like that era or whatever, they'll tell you that that game is probably in their top 10, top 5. For me, it's like in my top five for real. Cause that game, bro. Oh my God. Fight for New York was immaculate. I'm talking about from the characters, the blazons, the soundtrack, but I'm getting sidetracked. Did not mean for that to sound like a bar. Bro. Icon was so bad, dude. If y'all really wanted to see how bad Icon was, go watch my boy Trey walk through on it. I think he did a full playthrough on it. Shout out to the homie Trey, by the way. He's been cooking. But go check out Trey's video, like his little live stream. You're gonna see just how bad that game is. They had this entire idea of like making you a DJ. By the way, the story on that game made no sense too. But you're like, they had this mechanic like where you could change the music. So you'd be boxing somebody. Next thing you know, you gotta control the music, then drop the beat, and then the map would interact or whatever, and like the speakers would blast them for, so you could just do another combo or something like that. It was just beyond dumb. It was the crazy part is Fight for New York was less clunky than Icon. Like Icon was clunky, the combos weren't hidden. It was just a bad game overall, yo. Like what's that damn game? I was trying to thought, but Icon sucked, bro. It sucked. It doomed that franchise because we haven't seen another Def Jam since. Granted, there's a word on these East streets that the whole reason why we haven't seen another NFL Street and so on and so forth is because of the fact that apparently they didn't sell well, which confuses me because I could ask literally 10 to 12 people who, you know, have played games back in the 90s or 2000s. That's if they played an NFL Street or a Def Jam Fight for New York, and literally 10 times out of 10, I would get an answer of, oh yeah, I played that. Hell yeah, I played that. Game fire. So I don't know what analytics, what they considered as selling well was, but whatever it was, I disagree with it wholeheartedly. Because that game, bro, that franchise and just that era was just immaculate. Like, there was nothing like it, and we're never going to get nothing like it. And honestly, I'm going to keep blaming this. It is because of Icons. Icons was just beyond trash. You know, like they say, beyond meat, that game is beyond trash. That game stunk major ass, major cheeks. It was major buns. Don't play it, because the graphics on it was a downgrade from Fight for New York. How did that happen? Fight for New York, if I remember correctly, I don't know if it was on the Xbox 360. I know it was on the GameCube, and I know it was on the PS2. I don't know if it was on the 360 or regular Xbox. Either way, how does a game that came out before that, before Icons, towards like the tail end of like the Xbox series, I think, how does that game look? How does Icons look worse than Fight for New York? It looked worse. The character models looked worse. It was just bad, bro. The game just sucked, and I hated that game. Like, I damn it, I forgot. I think I was fighting Jeezy at the time, and I punched my wall because I, for whatever reason, I'm gonna get my controller. The little directional controlling thing or whatever that you had to do for this little bullshit costed me the fight because I was doing it by accident, and of course the computer, since it knows everything, was doing it perfectly and beating the goofy out of me. So yeah, I hate that game. I'm not gonna give y'all my top five. I might have to save that for a full video, but just know my top three, those are it right there. Kingdom Hearts number one, FIFA Street number two, and then Def Jam Icon is definitely at that number three spot. It ain't never gonna go nowhere. It's gonna stay there right where it's supposed to be, because that game is beyond trash and beyond cheeks, yo. Never play that game, yo. Never play that game. Do not give that money, yo. Do not give that game your time, effort, or energy, because it is not deserving of it. Because, golly, that game sucked beef. But, yeah. Now, on to some other news and whatnot. A big shout out. I'm gonna shout out to GI or whatever. At the time we recorded this podcast, come next week they're doing a gaming tournament type thing, a fight game tournament. I'm gonna read y'all the exact details and whatnot, because this is strictly just for the community. I'm not gonna say strictly just for the community, but this is a community thing that was set up by the GI community. You feel what I'm saying? Like, set up by the community for the community. And the game Illuminati been on like on a tear right now, with just with content and building up the name brand and so on and so forth or whatever. Just doing everything right now, right? So like, they're basically giving back. So huge shout out to them off the top for that. But just so y'all know, they're doing this Tekken tournament, and it was going to be hosted on May 27th, 6:30 p.m. Eastern time, 3:30 p.m. Pacific, so about my time or whatever. I'm not going to be able to participate, because I'll actually have a bowling tournament that week, so I'm not going to be able to do it. But I'm supporting them by, I'm going to watch the stream or whatever and, you know, be up in there. If I can't get into Discord, I'll get into the Discord too. But I'm gonna support any way that I can, because I fuck with them like those are my guys. And two, it's Tekken. It's the best thing in the world right now. So the reason why I decided to include this in my notes is because this right here, like what they're doing, is a prime example of people wanting the shoe to fit them so bad and it doesn't fit. Keep game. So this, apparently that weekend is Combo Breaker, right? Big gaming tournament. We all know this, yada, yada, yada. Like I said, this is it's literally a community tournament. It's literally called it's an ongoing series called the Community Clash. Like I said, it's for the GI community. So if you're part of the community, you straight. And if you're just getting exposed to community, this would be a good way to get to be a part of it, because GI community is a fire ass community. Been a part of it for years now. But the thing that makes it interesting is, like most things, people aren't going to notice, aren't going to care, nothing like that, until money gets involved. So once money gets involved, that's when everybody has their ears poked up. That's when everybody's like, oh, so what's going on, right? So it's being included. It's like the first place prize or whatever, or the whatever it's called. It's for like $3,000 in cash, a high-end watch, and, you know, that whole thing. You also get some exposure by being on TBH's Twitch channel. And TBH averages like a good amount of viewership, like per stream or whatever. I'm not gonna put my man's business out there, but you get some exposure or whatnot, and bragging rights. this is great, right? And since it's for the community, you can't go wrong with this. Cause I mean, people who's in the community play tech are gonna, you know, show up and show out. And people might show up and show out, right? And these are the rules or the general info. It's a 54-man online tournament, 3K grand prize, including the high-end watch. PC version only, May 27th, live at Twitch at his channel, and register via their Discord or whatever. It's also a $10 fee to enter the tournament. That's actually relatively cheap, for real. I have to join the Discord, subscribe to the $10 tier higher in the Discord. This will unlock a room, subscribers only, blah, 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 community clash, and that room. Basically, pay for 10 to get into the tournament. I'm assuming that it's first come, first serve. Simple stuff, right? These people who have, I've never seen them in the community, never seen them interact with none of the GI homies, none of that, all got their panties in a collective bunch and knot because it does not fit their schedule. Y'all think I'm playing with this? If y'all go to Twitter, look at my tweet, go to TBH's Twitter, JG, Ace, all of them. And you just seeing people with their panties in the bunch, like, oh, well, Combo Breaker is that weekend. You should delay it until afterwards. That way more pros can play. And the whole thing is, dog, this is not a professional tournament. It literally said a GI community tournament, a literally community clash. Are you part of the GI community? Well, no. Then it shouldn't matter to you. And then their whole counter argument was, when I was watching it, was, well, what about more pros, just more exposure? They don't have not a single issue getting exposure with or without you, because they've been doing it for the longest. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, y'all want to be a part of something that y'all had no interest in before, because I guarantee you, if they would have been like, it's $100 cash prize and a shout out on Twitter, guarantee nobody would care. But because it's 3K and a high-end watch, now everybody's all like, oh, well, I need to be able to participate because I'm a pro. This podcast right here is sponsored by the Run Those Games podcast. You dig what I'm saying? We big cross-promoting over here in this thing. Make sure y'all check out the Run Those Games podcast, sponsored by us, the Renegade Gamers. You dig what I'm saying? Those Games podcast is a podcast that I started back in 2019, 2018, roughly. And this podcast right here, man, is my pride and joy. Next to this one right here, there's nothing more than I love than getting in the Discord with the homies and us talking games, news, and whatever pop culture topics might come up that might be appealing and whatnot. We done had a variety of guests. As you can see in the most recent episode right here, we done had the big homie Chase Money. We done had Trey on that thing. We also done had Gaming Ethos. We have a variety of guests on the podcast, and we do have intellectual, entertaining, and also comedic conversations. So make sure y'all check it out, hit that like button, and subscribe. This podcast, along with all my other podcasts that I do, is available on all podcasting platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, wherever you get your podcasts, we there. Now let's get back to the show. And I'm not speaking for all pros. I guarantee you, the bigger, you know, the Anakins, the Saints, and whatnot, they're just like, they're worried about Combo Breaker. They're worried about the Tekken World Tour. They're worried about Evo coming up. They're worried about those. So something like this are like, okay, that's dope. And instead of the collective just embracing it and just supporting, being like, oh, that's dope, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll tune in or whatever. I'm a, you know, if like, it would be cool if I like restream it on my channel, yada yada yada, to help grow. No, they're thinking selfishly. They're thinking about themselves and their own self-interest of, oh, well, the pros aren't gonna be able to join. I have pro friends, like, blah blah blah. It's like, dog, this wasn't for y'all. Like, in the future they might do something like that, but at this point in time, no, this isn't for y'all. So instead of getting all assed up because, oh, well, it doesn't fit my schedule, support. Have you tried that? No, because you're a dork. I'm not gonna lie, everybody who is in that Twitter feed and comment section talking about, oh, well, you should delay it because exposure, blah, 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 they're not worried about that. They haven't been worried about that, because I promise you, if they really wanted exposure, they could really up and flex on everybody. But because they remain so low-key humble and they handle their business behind the scenes and they just usher it out piece by piece, that's why they're at where they're at right now. That's why they don't need y'all to sit there and do nothing crazy or whatever and act like this. And it all, honestly, it's proven for real that y'all kind of down bad. I hate to say the whole FGC community, but this how y'all acting over a tournament that you had no interest in until now, Like, you weren't into streams when they was talking about this. You weren't checking out the homies before this or whatever. Did this how y'all rocking? Did this how y'all rocking for real? Do better, yo. Do better, yo, because that don't make no sense. That doesn't make any sense to me on how they labeled it as a community term. They didn't say it's open, you know, come one, come all. They said it is a GI community tournament. So if you're part of the community or want to join the community and get in on this, cool. If you can't, then you won't. It's that easy. It's that easy. But again, common sense isn't all that common. And dudes is desperate for attention and for that bread, I guess. Because this is ridiculous. Like that had to be included in those. Could literally happen today at the time you're recording it or whatever. And like I said, I'm going to support it. I'm going to tweet out the stream. I'm going to retweet it, whatever. Like, whatever I could do to continue to help those, like, to help them over there, I'm going to continue to do it. Because, like, I've been rocking with them for some years now. Whatever they do, whatever moves they make, I'm here to support it and push it forward so they can get to whatever next level that they want to get to. But that's what a supporter is supposed to do. And that's what I consider them my friends a little bit. That's what a friend's supposed to do, too. Like, you see your boys trying to do something, like, you go and support that. You go buy whatever they sponsor by, whatever they putting out. Even if you ain't got the money, a simple retweet, like, whatever can go a long way. I'm just saying. But yeah, big shout out to the Game Illuminati. I hope that thing has a great turnout or whatever. I hope that stream alone brings in like 2,000 viewers or whatever, just to watch community members just be in there squabbling it out for real. Because that's amazing. So I've been trying to do a damn Tekken 7 tournament, and it's never came to fruition. Not yet, anyways. Hopefully, when Tekken 8 comes out, I'm able to allocate more time to it and actually get prizes, because that's been my biggest hindrance, is the prizes. Because I actually do want to, like, do prize for first, second, and third type thing, whether it be, like, a couple hundred for first, you know, like, 100 for, like, second, and, like, 70, 80 bucks for, like, third or whatever. And that whole thing, that's kind of been my hindrance. But big shout out to GI though. I don't want to talk about my stuff right now until we get them done. I'll talk about my plans. But yeah, big shout out to the Gaming Illuminati. You dig what I'm saying? They out here making moves. So shout out to them. But yeah, for my tournament, I want to do it. I would love to do a Tekken 7 tournament. I've been planning on it. I used to do Fade Fridays every day before I had to go bowling when I started back in 2019. I would do Fade Fridays. It was really popular. It was some of my best work, or it was some of my most fun streams, I should say. It was beyond lit. I mean, we had crazy, like, this dude who's on my who's actually on my friend's, his name was Lee Shaolan. All he did was play Lee. He was raw. We had C Mac pull up. He's dope as hell with his Paul Phoenix. We had this dude who was cold with Yoshimitsu. Like, we would have great turnouts during every stream. And it's not like I was paying these dudes or anything like that. It was like I would just start like a little tournament or whatever, like the little bracket, and we'd all just slug it out. And it was always lit. It was always a great turnout. But I would love to do that. But I would love to actually be able to give out prizes and whatnot to the contestants and participants and whatnot. Hopefully when Tekken 8 drops, because it probably will drop sometime this year, if not next year. I want to start doing tournaments and like that, similar to what the Gaming Illuminati is doing. But you know, with the Renegade community, that's the plan going forward. Just stay tuned, because a lot of work has to go into this type of stuff. Because I would love to do that for 2K as well. But I have high dreams and aspirations for my community and whatnot that I really want to do and get into. But it just takes time, man. It takes time and planning. And the biggest thing is like just that planning, bro, or actually even the time too, because I'd be having a lot of shit to do, you know, pursuing a bowling career, still doing content, you know, relationships. Like I got a lot of shit on my plate, but I don't make no excuses, because there's people who wish that they were in my position and had the connections that I do. So I ain't got no time to complain or feel sorry for myself. I refuse to do that. But yeah, man, It's been a real, real, real good week. I got a new job, chat. New bag, getting paid more, better benefits day one. And yeah, life's been real smooth. Old lady, you know what I'm saying? Relationship status is always good. I can't thank y'all enough. And honestly, I can't thank God enough at this point, because damn, I've been in some dark spots in my life. Even started this podcast. If you listen to like my first couple to like where I'm at now, man, I hear the sadness in my voice. Now I'm cool now. Granted, depression ain't going nowhere, anxiety ain't going nowhere, but at least I know how to cope, deal with it, and at least pinpoint the issues that I might have to deal with. But that's kind of all I got. Also, hold up, chat. So when we do go to DreamCon, I forgot to show y'all this. I done got mics now. I forgot the damn actual box to show y'all the brand, but they ain't paying me, so it don't matter. But yeah, I actually got like little clip-on mics or whatever. Hold on, let me see if I can take this damn thing out. Come on, baby. Come on. Yeah, see? I got little clip-on mics or whatever. If you listen to the video version of this podcast, if you listen to the audio version of this podcast, your boy done got little clip-on mics for t-shirts and whatnot. So whenever I do vlog, I do not have to yell at the screen. I can now have, you know, this thing hooked up, you know what I mean, right here on some, picks up my voice, and then we're gonna be live with these vlogs. So I done finally got me some mics. I probably need to get another two. I'm either gonna get another two, or I might end up just investing in like one big like little mic thing or whatever, because we might do like a podcast or like a live stream out there. I'll figure it out, but I'm probably gonna give me another two just so I have an even four. I feel like an even four will be solid. Also, shout out to Mrs. Zilla, but she done got your boy, Chad, a Darth Maul pop, y'all. No, Conch, although y'all know how much I love Darth Maul, y'all know how much I love him. Never got a pop. I never had a Darth Maul pop. And honestly, it's because I never ran into him. When I would go to Hot Topic, Spencer's, Target, Lunchbox, anywhere, I could never find a Darth Maul pop. I literally could never find one. And oddly enough, my old lady had one, but she wasn't going to give me hers. It was either that or I was going to have to rob her for it if we didn't work out. One of the two was going to happen. But yeah, she got me a damn Darth Maul pop, bro. And I am so happy and so thankful I got this woman. Like, this woman is amazing. But oh man, oh yeah, we out here now, chat. We's out here with the Darth Maul pop. Now the only problem is, because I got that, I done got an obsession all over again to collect pops. And considering that I'm going to DreamCon, I'm gonna fuck around and take another damn suitcase just for pops. As for where I'm gonna put them, no friggin' idea. I'll deal with that road when I cross it. But I'm telling y'all, that pop is fire. Now, if I could figure out a way to get my own damn pop, because I've seen some of these celebrities and whatnot with their own pops, I want one. I need a couple. I need a couple of me and my likeness. But yeah, man, life's been smooth, but that's all I got as far as like gaming news or anything like that. Anime-wise, I've been catching up or whatever. Like, I caught up on Demon Slayer, like the latest episode of Demon Slayer. I'm not gonna spoil it for y'all, but just know it's getting real right now. Like, shit fire. Tanjiro's proven to be him even more. Like, we already kind of knew he was like that, but he getting into Duffy. And I forgot other dude, I forgot his name already, but I'm not gonna lie, this latest little arc or whatever is heat. I'm fucking with it. Like, I'm loving it. We really getting spoiled with this anime, bro, because Blue Lock is probably gonna be, it's probably one of my favorites, but I'm a sucker for a sports anime. That's kind of all I got today, chat. That's all I got today on my podcast notes. Make sure if you are, because I forgot to say this at the beginning of the podcast, make sure if you are listening to the audio version of this, leave a like. So I'm pretty sure that some of these pop platforms got likes. If not, rate it 5 stars on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, we even on Amazon. Wherever you get your podcast, you know, delivered, I could not think of the word, make sure to rate this thing 5 stars. Bring in more listeners. Get that traffic ramped up a little bit, because I do appreciate y'all. But that's all I got on my podcast notes, folks. So don't forget to drink your water, brush your tongues, and above all else, be nice to yourself. It's your boy, Woozilla. This was another episode of Thoroughbred Talks. I do love y'all, but I gotta go.